This morning, nursery, you can go. We released the nursery. I have several things on my heart, but I want to follow the main thing that the Lord have given us to share with you. And praise the Lord. And here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. We are talking about spiritual things. Everybody say this with me. God is a spirit. So am I. Who he is, that's what he made me. I'm not a piece of junk that's been thrown up together with strings and cords and stuff like that. But I was wonderfully, fearfully made by God's power and mighty Holy Spirit. His life, nature, DNA, who he is in me. That's who I am right now. I may not know it in the fullness that I'm going to know it, but that's who I am. Hallelujah. He's a spirit. I'm a spirit. He has faith. So have I. He's a God of love. So am I. Hallelujah. So I set my heart. I open my heart. And I set my mind to hear what his spirit will say today to my spirit. So I leave here loaded with revelation from God above that lives in my heart. Hallelujah. So Holy Spirit, have your way. We come to hear from you this very day. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Spiritual things. I'm looking at several different things. I want you to know that God has given to each of us. Everybody in here saved, who's saved? Hold your hand. Are you saved? Hold your hand up. Thank you. Thank you, God. God had given to each of us listen to me. Everything. Did you hear what I said? Everything. And he gave it to us in unlimited fashion. Unlimited. And the world, the flesh, and the devil, through men, call themselves God men, but they're not. They use religion, they use tradition, they use doctrine and philosophy of men, demons, and devils. And there's and also is involved, and I don't, and that's just want you to know what's here. Also, that is involved evil spirits, rebellious, evil, low down, dirty, ungodly, slew foot devils who's seeking to deceive you, trap you. And if you're not spiritual minded, God inside minded, you'll get caught in those things and it robs you of the victory. There's a place in God that every one of us, not just one, every one of us. See, we see a few people get there, and we have a tendency to think that, oh, just that they have that special faith. Not so. But every one of us can occupy that place with God. But are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to give up yourself and let God have you this very day? Are you willing to let him speak to you? Are you going to keep plundering over your sorrows and pain and suffering, what the enemy had done and what you got yourself into? And then we get ourselves, I've done it, but I had more sense than to accuse God of doing it. Hello, somebody. Are you willing to make that decision today? Lord, I open my heart to hear you today like I never heard you before. I'll tell you what else, and we'll get started here. You, sometimes we look to other people to do what we ought to be doing. Am I anybody here today? We look to other people to do what we ought to be doing for ourselves.
All right.
It's expected. It is expected for a baby to cry. Yeah. And you have to fix a bottle of formula, and put it in his mouth. But after that baby get a certain age, is expected of him or her to get their own food. Am I right?
Amen.
So some of you have been around this church a few days, a few weeks, a few months, and a few years, haven't you? So let me tell you some secrets. Hallelujah. The enemy like to keep you tied to stuff that you ought to have died to. But you make a decision even in the midst of your pain.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of your frustration. Because he's the one calling, you allowed it. God, I'm not looking to no man. I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything. I'm not going to blame anybody for anything that's gone wrong in my life. I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm not going to accuse them. I'm not going to hold them, try to make somebody else feel guilty for my dumb mistakes or whatever happened to me. And you know, and I know, can I talk to you? You know that children can be born into a bad situation. But one day that child can get big enough to make decisions on his own.
Yeah, right.
I believe if your heart is ready for what God has, God will get somebody to you that will tell you the truth, even if your parents don't do it.
All right.
Even if your surroundings, your siblings and surroundings don't do it, God can get you to a place where you can hear the truth.
Yeah.
I was raised, thank you, Lord, I'll do it. I was raised, and you know, I was raised in a church that taught the new birth the best they knew how. Beyond that, we didn't get much meat. And I have great respect for my home church. The truth that I did get. But all that wasn't true, you know what I've done with it? It had been put in the garbage can, sent to the garbage dump. Because I never planned to go back and pick it up again. Amen.